The second part of the question was religious freedom and rights. What is the Islamic perspective on protecting minority rights in a predominantly Muslim country like Bangladesh? How should Muslims in Bangladesh respond to challenges related to religious freedom and interfaith harmony? As far as religious freedom and rights are concerned, there is no country in the world, there is no system in the world that gives rights to the followers of other faiths like what Islam has given. And you have that in the history of the seerah of the Prophet. You have the history in the seerah of the Khulafa Rashidin, whether it be Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Uthman, Hazrat Ali, may Allah be pleased with them all. So, in Islam, the non-Muslims are secured. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verse number 256, like Rashidin, there is no compulsion in religion. Truth stands out clear from error. So, in Islam, there is no compulsion. So, in Islam, suppose if there is a religious structure, whether it be church, whether it be a synagogue, whether it be a temple, they are safe. Unless it's creating a fitna, that's a different case. If it's creating a fitna and then you have to remove it, different. But generally, in an Islamic state, if the existing temples and churches and synagogues, they are secured. You aren't allowed to attack it. You aren't allowed to destroy it. Unless it's creating a fitna, that's a different question. But generally, they are safe and they're secured. They should be protected. Similarly, in Bangladesh, following the Islamic principles, all the non-Muslim places of worship, they should be protected. They should be safe. They need not spend money protecting it. Yes, in Islamic country, you may not build new churches or new temples, but whatever is existing, they are protected. And you have several such examples. If you know the history of Salahuddin Ayyubi, Salahuddin Ayyubi, when he conquered Jerusalem, where it was under the clutches of the Christians, and he liberated it. And when he went there, the Christians, they knew that what atrocities they had done to the Muslims, how they fled the land. Now that they've come back to power, how will they treat us? They were afraid. And when they asked, how will they be treated? So the reply given by Salahuddin Ayyubi is, I am different. That they asked, will you take revenge? Will you teach us a lesson? He said, I am Salahuddin Ayyubi. I am Salahuddin, you are safe from me. And he saw to it that he gave them all their rights and they were secured. A non-Muslim in a Muslim political system is secured. They are safe. And as far as religious freedom is concerned, but naturally I am of the opinion of whether it be Saudi Arabia or the Gulf countries, they do not allow propagation of other religions. And I agree with that. If you know something is wrong, you not allow that thing to be taught. For example, all of us know maths. Simple question, if you want to keep a maths teacher, and the maths teacher teaches 2 plus 2 is equal to 5, then will you appoint the teacher? And the answer is no. Because we know basics of maths. So similarly, if we know basics of maths, we will not appoint a teacher which says 2 plus 2 is equal to 5. We'll appoint a teacher that says 2 plus 2 is equal to 4. So similarly, as far as religious freedom is concerned, they can practice the religion. If churches are there, it is safe, it's secured, they cannot be demolished. And at the same time, they can take guidance. In religious freedom, there should be interfaith dialogue, there should be commonality, as Allah says, تَعَلَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنُ بَيْنُكُمْ. Come to common terms as with أَسَيْنُ, which is the first term, أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, that we worship none but Allah. So we should know that the main purpose of life is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you see to it that as far as religious freedom is concerned, we give them the rights, but they cannot step on our toes. They cannot propagate things which we believe are wrong. They can practice it as long as they don't propagate their religion and they don't get a fitna. They can stay, and inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give hidayah and will see to it that they follow the deen.